But traditionally, men think, well, we just can't book those two women together. I mean, I don't know what they think we're going to do to each other. But
do they think maybe the audiences won't
want
to see that?
I guess that it'll be just be two, but they book two men together, and they don't think anything about that. You know, so it just doesn't hold water, that's all. And so we're looking for, I mean, I think if we do new things, if women do things, it's going to be different. It's not going to be a formula. I mean, we're looking for new forms.
Do you think it would be different if more women were in the recording industry and more women were playing songs on the radio and more women
yes.
DJs?
Oh, yes.
I never hear, you know, you and some of your friends on the radio.
Right. Well,
almost
that's because they have things like called playlists, and if you don't get on a playlist, you don't get played. In order to get on a playlist, you have to have a lot of money to hustle, 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 hustle. And we don't have a lot of money, but we have, we're on our second 10,000 pressing already. We have an audience, over 52% of this population, you know, and I'm headed for all those women out there in the suburbs. Our music, women's music has to do with women's lives, with the realities of their situation, a lot of which is very painful. And when women, I've seen women sitting in audiences with tears streaming down their faces going, no one has ever spoken to these things of my heart, you know, how did you know about them? I said, because I'm a woman. It's like if you go to a woman doctor, she touches you and treats you differently because she's a woman, because she knows what it feels like. So it appeals to different places and spaces. You know, we are different creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're out to make different music, and music that's, I mean, those people who all say the product isn't as good, most of those people are men, I would betcha.
So you don't really feel you've compromised, or you don't feel you're making it harder for yourself?
No. I chose to do this. And I knew as soon as I figured as soon as I chose to go with an independent label, I would get an offer from a major label, which would really make me lay it on the line as to where my heart was. And I looked around, and here were these wonderful women who let me have my power, the power which is mine, which I just have, which we all have. And it was nothing to them to give that to me. But I would have to work my way up through who knows what devious methods, or, you know, have to be such an incredible star that they would hand that power to me.
Chris, tell me about Deadwood, South Dakota, before you sing another song.
I was born in Deadwood, South Dakota, and raised in the Rockies of Wyoming and Colorado. And this next song that I want to sing you talks about a woman who was buried on Boot Hill there in South Dakota. Her name is Calamity Jane. And I wrote this song about her. It's called The Ballad of Calamity Jane.
Is this women's music?
I believe it is. It's a folk oriented song, and it's a ballad, you know, like, and it's also like a cowboy song, which you don't hear many of. And it holds up her as a real strong woman, and the fact that her best friends, you know, and only companions mostly were, besides her horse and the animals that she worked with, were whiskey, which eventually took her life, and men in hanging out in the ballrooms in the mining towns of South Dakota. So. From Billings to Bozeman, Belcouche to Cheyenne, the creek was saddle leather, the reins are in my hand. the West has ever known.
Thank you. Very nice.
Thank you, Sam.
Very nice. Chris, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think, you really think women's music is going to catch on?
I think it's going to be incredible. I mean, I try to look into the future a little bit, and I see, I have great hopes for it, for changing many people's lives and minds, and for it to be taken seriously. Because people don't know who we are, and because we're not shown on the media or played on the radio a lot, I work all the time. I mean, I'm hardly ever home. I work so much. But which shows that there is an audience there and great appreciators of the music, and they will carry it on.
Why aren't some of the big names, Baez, Joni Mitchell, some of those women, why aren't they really pushing for women's music?
I don't know. I think they're afraid of being connected with the women's movement for all kinds of reasons. Joni is still caught up, as far as I can see, according to her music, in needing a man.
So it's going to be like a lot of other things having to do with the women's movement. It's going to be a grassroots thing.
Uh-huh. From the people. That's what makes it strong, because it comes from the people's need and from women's need to assert themselves and be real strong. So they've chosen us to be out there and speak, you know.
Chris, thanks.
Thanks a lot, Fanny.
Thanks for telling us about women's music. Thank you for watching, and good night.
Produced by WNED-TV, which is solely responsible for its content, and was funded by public television stations, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.